Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, during the heat of summer, people tend to forget about the flu. Yet, as these temperatures begin to fall and our kids have gone back to school, it's time to really start thinking about getting that flu vaccine. Right now is the time. My guest is Dr. Mary Ann Jackson. She's a director in the Division of Infectious Disease at Children's Mercy Hospital and Clinics at the University of Missouri in Kansas City. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jackson. Let's talk about this year's flu vaccine. So First, we want to emphasize that the important thing is just to get your flu vaccine rather than wait for this new one. So speak about what's changed in the flu vaccine for this year. It covers more kinds. You know, just give us a broad overview.
Okay, number one, a routine annual flu vaccine for all persons age 6 months and older. That continues to be the recommendation. But what do we have that's new? Well, the 2013-14 influenza vaccine, many of them will come with an additional vaccine virus. That is an additional influenza B vaccine component. And that's a good thing because it turns out that a lot of the excess disease and the miss in the vaccine in the past has been related to an additional influenza B virus that was circulating in the community. So we now have, instead of the old-fashioned routine of having three vaccine viruses, we have four in a number of the new vaccines that are out there. Second piece that is new, we now have two vaccines that are non-egg-based. One in particular that is going to be our prime recommendation for adults who have serious egg allergies. So that's another new highlight.
Okay, so we've got the two new kinds of flu shots this year, one that protects against the three strains of the flu and the new version that protects against four. So this is better because we're going to be more protected. Is this going to be available to everyone?
It is. There's going to be some variability on accessibility with each of the different types of new vaccines. There's certainly alternatives to the new vaccines, and the important thing is take the vaccine that your physician has available for you. So if you had your preference, if you're between, if you're an otherwise healthy individual, non-pregnant, between the ages of 2 and 49, the new four-component vaccine that is the live attenuated vaccine, the nose spray, that may be the ideal vaccine. And that would be my first-line go-to vaccine if you are a candidate for it. If you are not otherwise healthy, meaning you have an underlying disease that puts you at risk for medical complications due to influenza, or you are pregnant, or you are less than 2 years of age or older than 49, then you're going to be looking at one of the shots, and you want to get the shot that's available at your physician's office, whether it's a three-component or a four-component. Four-component is great. It adds that extra component of protection, but you want to be immunized as soon as you can be, as soon as the vaccine is available in your doctor's office, and certainly by October.
Now, you mentioned the flu mist and that's the live virus vaccine. So, and you also told us who can get that. Now, why is one better than the other? I mean, the shot, if your kid wants to have the shot instead of the mist, do you argue with them on this?
I would not. I mean, I think once a child is old enough to be able to express the vaccine that they'd want, obviously, I think if they've never had the nasal vaccine, the flu mist, I think to walk them through it is very reasonable because it is very, very well tolerated.
I only ask you that because my kids chose the shot over the mist because they said the mist was more uncomfortable than just a little quick shot, and that the needle was so small and everything. So, you know,
well,
with the...
there's some data that says you may get broader coverage with the flu mist, with the nasal spray. And that probably colors my recommendation that if that's available, that may be your go-to. But whatever vaccine is available, if you have a child who's old enough to express a preference as their parent, I think you want to support the child. And if they're like, I do not want that nasal vaccine, I'll take the shot, take the shot.
So, okay, you know, there are a lot of viruses that go around, and this particular, you know, flu, is that a virus or a bacteria? People always want to know this.
Oh, okay. So there's a lot of misnomers about the word flu, right? So influenza is a virus. It is a multi-component virus. There is influenza A, and there's influenza B, and there's essentially three or four viruses that can circulate concurrently in each year. So you can develop more than one flu illness in a year. And flu is not the stomach flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus. It is a classically presenting virus, meaning that the individual who gets influenza can almost mark the time on the clock to the minute when they first came down with symptoms, because it is an overwhelming sense of fatigue with severe myalgia, high fever, and then a respiratory component of this disease with sore throat and cough. It is a miserable disease that lasts 7 to 10 days, and if you have true influenza virus, you do not want to get it again. You do not want to, you know, if you knew that you could prevent this, you would do it every single year, and in fact, you should.
Are there other ways to prevent? Are there some strategies that even if, I mean, because even if you get the vaccine, it's possible that you could get a lighter version of the flu, correct?
Well, it is possible. It depends on what the match is each year of what's circulating in the community and what components there are to the vaccine. So there are a number of different things that you can do. Obviously, don't go to work sick. Don't send your children to school sick with fever and cough. And so you can avoid disease as best you can. Number two, there are oral antiviral medications. And if you happen not to have gotten your vaccine yet and you have been exposed, you can use a strategy where you can get the medicine preventatively and then get the shot. The shot takes about 2 weeks to work. There are a number of different things you can do, but the ideal prevention is vaccine.
And what about things you can tell your children, just basics about getting sick and trying not to get sick at school and washing our hands and using sanitizers and things?
Yes, obviously hand hygiene is important, and teaching your child from the early stage, even from the toddler age, about hand washing, using the cover the cough techniques, discarding tissues appropriately, not going to school or not going to work when you're ill. There are a number of things you can do, but it does come back to the ideal prevention, and that is a good vaccine and given in a timely manner.
And you mentioned the antivirals. You were talking about Tamiflu and such?
Correct.
Okay, so if something were to happen, you can get one of those, and maybe they reduce the severity of it?
So you can get influenza antiviral drugs for both treatment or prevention. And the medicines work well. They generally have to be given early in the course of the illness. And so if you know that influenza is circulating in your community and you have been exposed and not had vaccine, then you would want to speak to your doctor about medication prevention. There are rare instances where medication prevention is extended longer into a season, depending on what type of exposures you might have. But generally, it's given on a very limited basis, and again, getting that patient up to speed with vaccine. There are a lot of myths related to influenza vaccine.
Well, we are, Dr. Jackson, I'm so sorry because we are out of time, but the main message is that get the flu vaccine this year. It covers four different kinds. It can protect you. Get your vaccine, get your children their vaccine, whether it's the mist or the shot, just do it because it's all about the health of our children. Therein lies the name, Healthy Children, right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Let's all stay well.